Cain the Destroyer.
Yo, we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Cain the Destroyer, aka True Lover Lover, True Lover Lover. I'm Mr. Lover Lover, I'm Mr. Lover Lover. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice, y'all. Yes, y'all.
Yo.
Hey, dude.
What's going on, man?
Not much going on with you.
Yeah, I didn't see your message at first, man.
Yeah. Told y'all it was 5 minutes.
Yeah, hey, you right. You said 5. You did say that now. Man. But I know earlier we were talking about stories and stuff. And this one of the stories I might have to share. I got to share this story, you know what I mean?
Share if you can.
Yeah, right now I am sipping on me some tequila, so I am ready to talk.
I got Cracker Cola.
You got what cola?
Cracker Cola.
Oh shit, that is hilarious. Okay, like I was talking about earlier. Okay, I found out one of my homies was dating this dude, but I found out that when she finally told me who the dude was and I seen a picture of him, I found out that I was fucking the dude she was messing with mama like some years ago. Boy. Yeah, I know it sound bad. I know it sound bad.
But I just want to say y'all a tag team in that family.
I guess so. I guess so, but she ended up, I'm gonna tell you what happened though. She ended up hitting me up like late one night. It was late one night, and I'm in my early 20s, so I'm always down to fuck. Always down. And anyway, man, she hit me up late one night. And we were just conversating, going back and forth. And it was every bit of probably like, maybe like 11, 12, somewhere up in there. And she invited me over. And I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So if it's this late, then I know what time it is. So I messed around. And at the time, my automobile was kind of messed up. Something was going on with my automobile, and you know, I'm young and dumb and didn't have much money and stuff. So I couldn't get it fixed like right then and there. So I wound up walking, and the walk wasn't that far. It might have been maybe a 10 or 15 minute walk, 10 or 15 minutes tops. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I walk up there. And she started texting me, and I guess she was like, you know what? I guess when she realized I was getting close to where she was, she got to being all, how do I say it? She got to being a little
she
more.
Begging out that thing.
Huh?
She was begging out.
Yeah, that would have sounded like she was trying to do it. I'm like, hold up, bitch. I'm 8 minutes into this walk. So goddamn. Ain't no begging out. So I went in there, and we conversated very briefly. Very briefly.
How briefly?
Very briefly. Maybe like a 10-minute conversation. And maybe 10. I'm just giving it. And she was like, I normally don't do this. And I'm saying to myself, okay, we're gonna stop right here. I'm so used to hearing somebody saying, I know you don't do this, but you're special. I'm used to hearing that shit. And to me, I feel like that was bullshit.
You are a special kind of hoe.
Oh, the harsh H word. But
I'm sorry, whore.
Whore, there you go. And I don't consider myself as a hoe. I kind of consider myself as a businessman.
Oh yeah, you're gonna elaborate on that shit.
Mm-hmm. But okay, I'm gonna elaborate on it. But check this out though. So I find, like I said, I get in there. We're in there talking, conversating for a few minutes, having a good little talk, and then it's time to do what it do. So I'm looking at her. I'm like, not really my type. Not really my type, but I walked up here. And I'm leaving with something. So we went one round, and then we went another round, and then at the second round, she went in there and she fixed me something to eat. She fixed me something to eat and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's how we doing it.
No, what she cooked?
Okay. She cooked in the middle of the fucking night, bro. In the middle of the night, she made steak and eggs in the middle of the night. Cause she asked me what I like to eat. I told her steak. You know what I'm saying? That's what I told her in the beginning. So I guess she spent her food stamps. Cause I know she got food stamps. I guess she spent her food stamps and got a few steaks in that bitch. And she probably just got them just for me. But she made steak and eggs. And I like steak and eggs. And only other thing that I like besides steak and eggs is steak and a loaded baked potato with a salad. So, okay. So she made that shit, and we chilled for a little bit. So I rapped down on her again. Because, you know what I'm saying? After that little meal she gave me, you know what I'm saying? My whole battery went right back up again. So I'm ready to go again. No, I'm in early 20s. And this woman ain't number what? At that time, she was every bit probably like 35. I'm in my early 20s, maybe 22. Maybe 21, maybe 20, somewhere up in there. It was somewhere in there, but I was.
You know you're like 19.
Huh?
You know you're like 19.
Oh no, I'm not sure if I was 19, but I know I was young as a motherfucker. I was young shit. But I went and rapped down on her again. And everything was good because she liked the Chris Brown for some reason. So she was playing them a Chris Brown songs. Like while we was doing it. And then the song that was popular right then came on. It was Take You Down.
I fucking knew it was that shit.
Yeah, Take You Down. And that shit, but she put that shit on repeat. She put that shit on repeat to Take You Down. So I was taking her head down there. And then after that shit happened, I had no intentions on like staying the night or whatever, but I wound up falling asleep. And I was halfway asleep, halfway up. But I kept nodding off and shit and she all over me and shit. And I'm like, damn, she must have had no dick in a while because it felt like she ain't had no dick in a while, to be honest with you. It did feel like that. But man, and then the funny part about that was that I got on the phone. I mean, she got on the phone, and she was talking to her friend. is on the phone, and I guess she thought she was asleep. I mean, she thought I was asleep. So I kind of woke up a little bit, and I was listening. I was acting like I was asleep, and I was listening. And she gonna tell her she had a little conversation with her friend, but then she'll tell her friend. She said, "I got this boy over here." She said, "This little boy young. I don't know who the hell taught him, but this little young boy know how to fuck. Ain't no goddamn way this boy fucking me like this." And then I'm listening. I'm like, and then me, you know, I'm goofy as shit.
Obstructing
the
ego.
So, man, head got two times big. And goddamn, man, I was like, bruh. And I'm trying to listen without laughing. But she said, "Man, this little young ass boy fucking the hell out of me." I'm like, "Oh, god damn." And then she did what she telling her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too. I was maxing her ass the fuck out. Maxing her ass out like a goddamn credit card. I was fucking the hump out of that goddamn back. I was fucking the hump out of camel back, and I turned the bitch to a horse.
She wasn't a dog no more, huh? She was a Brazilian butler.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you what she did though. That morning, after she said that shit, I kind of woke up, and she kind of got off the phone with her friend. I guess she didn't know if I was listening or not, but I was listening. I heard the whole conversation because they were talking about some other bull. They were talking about class and shit. But she was going to class for some shit. You know what I'm saying? But it went from talking about classes to talking about me tearing ass up in that motherfucker. Right? And then I knew I tore her ass up. Boy, I knew I did. Because goddamn, I'm in my early 20s. And got in this motherfucker 33, 34, with 35, what like that. And she running from a little young nigga. And I grab her by her hair and pull her ass back to me. Grab her by her fucking head. That bitch couldn't run. I put a motherfucking head down in that pillow. And it was over with. Over with. And goddamn. Yeah. And goddamn.
Mortal Kombat.
Huh?
Like you doing Mortal Kombat
movies. What? Okay. Man, play with it. Only thing I know is I know I'll be that thing down. Cause the next conversation we had, she was trying to get me to move in with her. That was the next conversation. And she had her own shit. You know what I mean? She had her own shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously. But she also had three kids too. But she had her own shit. And me, I'm not no one woman guy. At that time I wasn't, because I was my ego was so fucking big. It was just fucking crazy. My ego was so big. I was no one woman guy.
I can understand considering who you kin to.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm.
For real. I wasn't no one woman guy. I mean, right plan, wrong man. You know what I mean? Wrong time. She had to give me a couple years to get more mature. You know what I'm saying? I was not mature because I could not be with that woman, because I know she was a good woman, but I couldn't be with her because I wasn't mature enough. And you know what I'm saying? I just wasn't mature. And what she had been expecting from me, I could not be able to get it to her, because she wanted a man. She wanted a man to be around the house to help raise her kids. And her kids wasn't that far younger than me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like two of her. She had three kids. She had, at that time I was with her, I don't know how many kids she got now. I don't know if she had another one or whatever. But she had two boys and one girl. And her oldest son and her middle son was not that many years behind me. Was not.
Yeah.
Maybe. Go ahead.
You remember 8 Mile? Mm. This lady wasn't pulling, I don't know her name, but 8 Mile Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm here. Shit, that's what this shit sound like. How the hell you gonna parent somebody that you 2 years older than?
Yeah, I mean, her kids was just not that much younger than me. You know what I mean? Not that much at all. And I'm gonna tell you what she did though. What she did, she wound up. We were just talking. Well, like that. After I had to put it down on her again, she was like, "You can have all this. This will be your house. You know, I just need a man in here to help me to raise these kids." And I'm looking. I'm like, "I'm not your guy. I'm not your guy. I'm not that person right now. Cause right now, I just want to fuck. And you know what I mean. I hate that it went like that." Because it was just bad fucking timing. It was bad timing. Maybe if I had like 3 or 4 more years, maybe 5 more years, you know, to mature. Because I'm not ready to be no stepdaddy to some kids. I mean, that probably would have been cool because I'd have had someone to play basketball with. Cause I like playing basketball. Had someone to play basketball with. Had someone to play football with.
Don't respect you. That go forever. We look upside your fucking head. Mama just brought this nigga home. He ain't nothing but 2 years older than me.
I know, right?
Wipe his ass now. Learn how to wipe my ass. Fuck. He got pipes playing all the time.
Hey, that was the funny part.
Just left prom. I'm going to prom this year. We know the same people, the same damn high school years. Hell the fuck no. Hand me man, down. Man. He just moved this shit last week.
That's how I felt, man. Because I got to realizing how close the age her kids was to me. She was closer to my mama age. My mama was a little bit older than her, not much at all older than her. Not much at all older than her. And goddamn, and bruh, she got to talking about this and talking about that, and then I didn't want to just say it because I do have a heart. I ain't gonna lie, I was hoish as a motherfucker, but I didn't have a heart though. I didn't have a heart.
And a
heart. Yeah, it sound weird. I know it sound weird, but I didn't have a heart though. And I didn't want to know, I know I'm doing my thing, but I didn't want her to know that I was doing this, doing that. Cause I know she's a good woman, but I was taking advantage of some of the perks.
Okay. Good heart. Hello?
Good heart. I'll hit her up and be like, hey, what you doing? And she'd be like, oh, I'm just chilling. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just chilling or whatever. And goddamn, she'll say, you on your way over here? And I'll be like, yeah, I'm on my way. And then I'll tell her, I'm like, yeah, but I got my homie with me. And she'll be like, so what y'all want to eat? So I tell her, you know what I like? I like steaks. So I'll get over there. And she made steaks. She made steaks for both of us. So me and my homie, you know what I'm saying? Eating steaks.
You sitting up there eating these mans. These boys ain't even got fruit snacks no more.
Hold on.
These boys ain't got fruit snacks no more. You know how the running joke, the stepdaddy be eating the kids fruit snacks and drinking a Capri Sun?
Damn.
Yeah.
Sound like Nisha's daughter.
You sitting up here eating a full course meal with your homeboy.
Oh, full course meal. What's up,
Mason? Oh, not shit. Just chilling like old scarecrow. They made from downtown. What y'all got going on up in here?
We talking about old sex stories and shit.
Oh, hell. Old sex stories.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me in on what I've been missing out on.
Yeah, boy. You've been missing out on these motherfuckers, boy. Yeah, shit be funny.
We can't talk about my horror page.
We can't talk about yours.
We can't talk about my horror page, okay?
Why not? Why not, man? Why not? You can talk.
Cuz still telling him, that's why.
The what?
Cause cuz still telling him.
I ain't got, Pooh, finish it.
This out, yeah. She used to she made steaks for me and my homie, and she made us steaks and loaded potatoes with a salad, bro. I guess she's trying to show out, and then I guess she wanted me to reward her with some dick. You know what I'm saying? Afterwards, but at the same time, I had no intentions on dropping no dick off. I was just gonna eat and leave. And yes, and that's what I did. We ate and we left.
Oh hell no! Mm-hmm. You go back to you.
Hey, all right, girl. So you ate and left. So what kind of woman was she that you didn't want to give her no dick?
She was the. She was the kind that I know wasn't going nowhere. She was the kind that I know that was not going nowhere. And goddamn and. And be honest with you, I was with my homie. I with my homie. I can't remember who the hell I had with me, but I know she made food for both of our ass. And it was late at night. And then you know what I'm saying. And we fucked around. Went to the club afterwards.
You should have homie wasn't rapping her ass, dude.
The fuck?
Yeah, I. Nah, he wasn't. Cause it was the first time
meeting both of y'all. Goddamn it, bitch! You better not make food for both of us. You don't know this nigga. Fuck you, baby. You making a mistake for this nigga, too. You don't know him. He don't get that treatment. He get a piece of mine.
Get a pork chop. He get a pork chop, a chicken tender.
Yeah, he can get a pork chop or a chicken tender. He ain't get no steak. He can get a piece of my steak.
Hey, I believe what it was. She just trying to show out. You know what I'm saying? She just trying to show out. You know what I'm saying? From
your ass out the other room, then. Fuck, I'll go out there.
I didn't give a damn though.
Shit. Yeah, she was the kind that ain't going no goddamn well. I'm gonna give a damn. You ain't cooking steak for me and this nigga. This nigga might try to take you somewhere.
I mean, at that time though, Measy man, shit, I probably didn't care, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't care. I promise I didn't.
Yeah, we know you didn't. You ate that lady's food and you went out to the club and let somebody else grind up on you. Ain't no hell way. Ain't no hell way. Have me cook you and your homeboy don't drop off no dick. The fuck? What's wrong with you?
She get no dick.
That was all tripping on food. You got that big getting that good no wood, man. She'll cook you in the homeboy steak. I mean, it would have made me. I would have said what I had to say after that, after he left and everything. But goddamn, I gave him some dick when I got through fucking. I was like, hey, don't do that shit no more.
You know what? You could have sent homie to the car. Tell him walk down to the crib or some shit. You know what? This lady was fucking you and feeding you when you didn't have a ride. And feeding the homie. You could not give her the courtesy of some pity dick. Man. You ain't shit.
Yeah, but I came back the very next day,
even
though.
Even if it was 2 minutes of my time, she can get that.
Exactly.
She would have got a two. Even if I didn't feel like fucking, she would have got a 2 minute man. I take you that know, back.
Two,
she
would have got exactly a minute and
59 seconds. And she better not talk to him while we fucking. He gonna be a minute and 20 seconds.
Hey, around that time, I didn't give a fuck, bro. I didn't give a fuck. Because I told myself, I'm gonna come back over here and make it up to him. I'm gonna come back over here and make it up to him. And goddamn, and I did. But I'm gonna tell you what fucked me up, though. She was watching my goddamn page, and I didn't know how deeply she was watching my page, but she was watching that motherfucker because she seen some other chick hit me up on Facebook, and then I said some bullshit and goddamn.
You already hit her with that the Django Unchained.
I did, bro.
The first night.
Oh goddamn, boy!
That That's why she never took his face in the middle of the damn night for his ass twice.
Say he's savage.
I don't mean.
What he said,
man. Man, yeah, that shit was so goddamn. It was kind of fucked up, but it was fun too. Like I said, check it out, Meezy. I am young as fuck. I am 20, no more than 21, no more than 20, 21, somewhere in there.
Oh, you want to
smoke
the
girl? She 34, 35. Bruh.
She's trying to pay like she took advantage of his ass.
She did.
Trying to pay like he was a naive young slipper snapper.
34, 35.
Mm-hmm.
Pooh, what the fuck you thought she was supposed to do when you come over there? Y'all wasn't nothing but some kids coming over her house to get candy. And you know what old people do? They cook for the kids.
This episode is sponsored by the Midwest Marks Podcast, where we talk about everything wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan, come give us a listen. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey. We have a little small little intermission, man. We had to... We had to pay some bills and stuff right quick. hey, stuff was getting real juicy.
Ask the man, you about to tell us about him being a hoe.
Oh, yeah, finish your story about you being a hoe, man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
or should I say it the proper way? Could you please finish your story about you being a whore? Okay. A W, my nigga, not no A.
Man, but yeah, she fought around and she seen me and this other chick conversating on Facebook and she got so mad and she gonna hit me up. She gonna say, Cortez. She called me Cortez. She said, Cortez, I'm not mad at you. I'm disappointed in you.
Damn.
She like,
called you Cortez?
She called me Cortez.
Who the fuck is that? I was going to let her finish that. Like, where the fuck that come from?
I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay, check this out.
$1,800
for that shit. He lied about his name. That's what that is. He told her for her, his name was Cortez.
Damn, he told this bitch your government. You barely even knew the bitch.
I told her my middle name. Yeah, my middle name is Cortez.
Ain't nobody ever call you your first name.
Some people don't call me my first name. They call me Kane or they call me Cortez.
Now this is something you know for sure.
Who the hell call you Cortez?
Hey, look.
A lot of people.
Man, would you want me to say your name or your name? With Cash? She even know it. They ain't never called me by my first name.
Because people know not to call you by your first name.
They don't know it. They think my name is Drill my whole life. My name ain't Drill.
Well, it's Measy right now, goddamn.
Yeah. I don't even know who Drill is. That's my ego.
Yeah, but check this out, though. Man, after that shit, she was mad. She was mad at me for a little while. She said she wasn't mad. She said she was disappointed. But I just said fuck it, and I just stopped fucking with him. I just up and stopped fucking with him. I was like, whatever. I didn't give a fuck because I had other bitches too. So I was like, well. And then so I kind of felt like I probably didn't give her a chance because, like I said, I was too fucking young. I was way too fucking young.
So you gave up late night snacks. No, late night steaks, baked potatoes, late night baked steak and eggs.
For some punk ass hoes? God,
the priorities of you, the priorities.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you here. You hear me, gang? Hey,
yeah.
What it like that cooking some steaks and eggs and shit at nighttime like that when I come home? And when I go to the house, ain't no telling how fucked up I've been and got out there all day. Hell yeah, I stay in this shit at night. God damn it. she can join the team. We're gonna come together as one. She gonna be one half of Team Rocket, nigga.
Hey, it wasn't like I didn't come over there. I came back over there like the very next day and shit. And I stab her ass down.
Well, you could have stabbed her that night she cooked that shit.
What? But she was doing it all the time, bro.
Hey, she would have got it every time. Matter of fact, I put it like this. If she gonna cook for you, without you even getting no dick at first, goddamn, imagine what she'll do after you give some dick.
Mm.
She can be very beneficial.
I was young.
You know, we're gonna blame this on Max. We gonna blame this on the fact that he didn't have the proper male guidance telling him you better keep that on the pocket. Cause you know my hoe of a not me not call that man that.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you now. That man you better bring up. He ain't give me no proper guide. He told me I'd be a hoe.
Okay. We all know the whore. He had one that worked at a gas station.
Yep. he had one that worked at the gas station after he just left the one house he just ate at.
The one at the auto parts store. The county courthouse handling all the tickets.
Yeah, right.
That was a bad man.
I went on a truck ride with this nigga one time, right? Check this out. This was before I left Mississippi. I went on a truck ride with this nigga. Now, we all way up him. Nope, I take that. Yeah. We was somewhere in Colorado or whatever. And we pulled over on the side of the road. It was dark outside. He said, walk down the street about a half a mile and you're going to see a girl. Just give her that money and them cigarettes. What? CP met me halfway. Find it a motherfucker. Nigga, who was that? Don't worry about it. Just know I know her. Oh, all right. Well, how many kids do you actually have?
The number I know is the number I'm keeping it at. I don't want to know nobody else. You don't pop up before he passed. I ain't counting no fucking body.
I got some people in my phone that swore they kin to us. And the girl sent me a picture of her brother. I think her brother and her sisters or whatever. The brother looked just like him. And the sisters, they like all grown versions of y'all.
Yeah,
old grown versions.
He from Montfort? God, bet I found one dude down here on Facebook. That motherfucker looks just like him. The hair and everything. I'm like, you got to send in the group text to everybody. I think I found the brother.
finally got a boy.
Mm. Dude, I want everybody to say it so bad. You know who your dad is.
What's that?
Motherfucker gonna say such and such his dad. You a damn lie. I know. Geez. You look like a nigga I know right now.
Man, I probably would have asked, man.
See, I do be asking questions. People be looking too much alike people to me. And I be like, You sure such and such ain't your daddy?
People.
Well, no. Nah, why you say that? Because, man, that's my uncle.
Man, let me tell you. Hey, Kane, you remember I was telling you about the old boy I met at the store today? He looked like my cousins. So then I was putting my groceries in the back of a trunk, and dude come walking up. He come down the street from his apartment, going to the grocery store, and he made his little circle. He's like, am I offending you by approaching you? I said, well, you smoking and I don't smoke. He put a cigarette out. I like, you look familiar. He's like, yeah. He's like, what you mean, like from around here? I was like, yeah. That's how old he's. I'll be 30 next month.
Okay, Kane. Look, send this picture to Cash and ask her who the hell this nigga look like.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. I ain't taking no news.
No,
so.
Look,
no. Ooh, now, who he look like? She got to see it for her damn self.
Yeah, I'm gonna send this to you, baby.
Fucking damn.
Ooh, wait.
I don't want to know. I am Mario Williams. I don't wanna know.
You don't wanna see this motherfucker. He look just like him.
No, fuck it don't.
Shit.
Yeah,
you
might
have. You fucking slut, you.
My mama said, ooh, what the fuck? I said, Mom, you can't cuss. You trying to watch her language. She said, what the fuck? Said it, man. Look, just let me go show mama.
Oh, we wrong person to show.
Shit, 3 seconds later, she was calling me while she was in the car on her way over there.
Mm.
You know, grandma go, you know, you send grandma a picture, man. She don't know how to get to it. She'll go,
oh, mama. You sound like the bootleg version of all of us. The
yeah.
Fuck?
Ooh.
Yeah. Right down? The members mark choice camp.
What? Look at that woman go to the end of the black church. What it look like?
Boy, that's the
dwarf. Look on the end of the white. Look like that, yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, wee. Boy, I'm still. Man, I'm still looking at the picture.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Man, that girl told me that shit. I said, she said, you sure we ain't cuz?
I can't see without my glasses.
Ooh, weird. Ooh. Hey, Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
Ooh. You know that's what? Danielle is a skinny one. So I'm going to say the one in the yellow. I feel like she drugged out. That's Danielle.
That one in the black, either you. That one in the black. That one in the black.
That one in the black either, on the end in that Butch Man shirt. Will say that to me because I'm fluffy.
Yeah.
And I wear men's clothing.
You look like you and your oldest sister. And y'all motherfucker look just alike and sound alike.
So,
you hear me when I first jumped on that motherfucker? You hear me when I first jumped on? I said, damn, you sound like Vicky Leota's granddaughter. Hey, you just heard what I said to Kane last night, and he was in the store about 4 in the morning. I said, look, it's one of Vicky Lee's grandkids walking through the store, lost, don't know what the fuck he want, touching that damn thing.
I'm not going to play with y'all.
Hey, I sure was, man. I walk around that store. I was trying to get some pizza. Man, I was at the hop end.
Damn, buddy.
Hey,
you can't breathe.
I tried.
Breathe, motherfucker. Breathe.
They hit the 1800.
I'm looking at your picture now. You don't gain some weight, little buddy.
Yeah, I want to hit the 1800.
We good.
I'm drinking some type of tequila.
I bought it.
It's a good motherfucker too, though.
Yeah.
Well, I made mixed drink. A mixed drink with mine, so.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm doing. I'm making mixed drinks.
I ain't want to drink it straight. I was going to be fucked up in this motherfucker.
He be fucked up quick as hell. Once.
Hell yeah.
Fuck y'all. Yeah.
Damn, cuz, you don't drink?
Uh-uh.
I really don't drink neither, cuz. This bottle going to be sitting by 3 months. But all my all the friends I invite over, they're going to drink it. They gonna drink. Really? Only drunk in a strip club. That was it.
You know what? You need to send him that damn bar and whiskey song I sent you, Kane.
That bar and whiskey song.
That's his ass over that line.
No, I don't. I only drank in the strip club. And they done banned me from this, so I don't drink at all now.
Damn, they banned you from strip club?
Okay, you knew that shit was coming.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, look at the car. I made enough money to buy. Boy, I bought a truck and finna go and get this other truck from this damn white bitch. Shit, I'll try and buy that one too. I made enough money to buy two vehicles. And still got a little money. Then when I left the strip club, I took all the money with me. That means all the people that were coming up there only were coming up there for me.
Damn.
In that corner from Mississippi. Where it is, all his dancers were supposed to be dancing on the floor and on the pole and shit, but I got them all back there in the corner and VIP booth every night.
No.
How can I make it up?
Nope.
What, hey, anytime I call you and I'm in the strip club, tell Cub what the...
Show them titties.
They want to do.
Now, hey, every time a nigga call me and I'm in, and he in the strip club, bro, and them hoes be showing them titties.
This nigga done called me while he at work. Co-workers and all on the phone. Then you see it, four heads.
Titty. I'm like, we got titties in the building, goddamn. We got titties in the building. And that shit, boy, that shit be so fucking funny. I'm like, what the hell this motherfucker got going on?
Hey, I'm had this bitch lit the fuck up. They love me.
Hey, I don't know what you got going on, but I like it though. I don't know what you be got going on, but I like it.
Dude, I got about five more spots to go to. I told you, man, take the days off, you come up here. I'll turn your ass up for a minute, man. What's up?
Man, I told you goddamn I got some days that I need to burn up.
Cuz you need to pack them. Yeah. Cuz you need to pack the motherfucking chillings up and come with them.
Hey, who you talking to?
Because
I know the new weather ain't me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Hell no, buddy.
Y'all ain't come for nothing about 3 days.
Let me just say this. You up there with a cold lid. I don't do that shit.
It ain't going hot right now.
Shit.
It's going to be cold, though.
Motherfuckers been sending videos of snow up that way. I don't play them games.
No, it ain't snowed up here in about 2 months.
When the last time it snowed in Mississippi?
This is Mississippi. They barely get snow there. What do you mean?
That's why I said this part. I'm further south than what the hell you used to.
Yeah, I know it, but goddamn it, you ain't getting no snow.
Exactly. I don't want that shit. I ain't trying to see that shit. I'm good.
It barely come. It don't come up in like that. It just be cold. It'll be getting snow up in like that. It'll be cold.
It'll be cold, motherfucker.
Yeah, now it ain't been cold lately though. It been hot.
I don't like that coldness now. I'm planning a trip to Gulf Shores.
Hey, if it's straight, I save a lot more money too.
You say you save a lot more money?
Yeah. I used to go on Hibby Sports and get one shirt, and I'm done. See, I went in there and got three outfits today. I feel like I'm saying something. Then again, I'm back. Start thinking about it. I need to stop this shit.
Hey, real quick,
I just bought a pair of shoes last week, but I had to get these. Though I ain't never had no Air Max.
I ain't never had none either. But goddamn, my little girl got some though.
Yeah, all my kids got some Air Max. I just ain't never had none. Shit.
Yeah. This week I've missed 2 days off my check.
You see, you missed 2 days.
Yeah.
Mm.
Friday I wasn't feeling it. Monday I woke up with a damn sinus infection and couldn't find my damn keys.
I got a little bad for you.
Yeah, for real, man. Hey, my goddamn. She goddamn. My daughter would not let me leave the fucking store without getting some fucking Air Max, bro. She would not let me.
Man, get that girl off the Air Max, nigga.
I got him.
I know you did. She whooped your ass in that store, did it?
You know she did.
I'm glad she better be glad she ain't do like my oldest girl used to do. Jump on the floor.
No, hell no. I got that. My daughter, she talk bad.
Give her what she want. Give her what she want.
Shit, it got me fucked up. If I went my own, man, if I went shit, I go through that. I go right on that ass with her moment and whoop her little ass.
Fuck yeah. For real. For real.
Say something to me if you want to. So my job will call folk. I don't care. Who you did that or she did that?
She did it. She did that shit. Yeah, man. Shit. She, my little girl got them. Yeah, I was taking her in that bitch to buy some fucking some soccer shit. And she fucking ran to see them fucking Air Max. It was over with.
Yeah, they were most of them were playing soccer and shit, Air Max and shit. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
most of them
well,
bro. Man, I don't be into all the trends and shit.
Man, y'all leave my little cousin alone. Yo, cause you ain't keep up with the motherfucking trend on me. She ain't got to. Nigga, fuck you. It ain't about how you missed out on the trend, nigga. I missed out on two, nigga. Why do you think I'm just getting them fair now? 33. Now that I think about it, I should have been there, apparently. That took me 33 years to get one.
Hey, for real.
At least you bought her a pair before I did. Shit, it took you how many years? 33 years to buy a pair?
Man, I don't be studying that shit, bro.
Me neither. I ain't never been a big trend on this shit like that shit,
nigga. Man, I ain't got it. Yeah, man. Hey, I don't be studying that shit, man. But goddamn, yeah, my daughter, she be on this shit though, boy. She made sure that we did not leave that fucking store. We did not leave that store without her some Air Max, bro.
Yeah,
fucking up.
Where the hell you been? Where you go?
My ass just doing too much over here.
Oh, hell.
Okay,
you sound like one of the lady grandkids always doing something. You sit your ass the fuck down.
Oh, the hell you talking about? That's your grandma.
How you gonna get back on my ass just like that lady? Don't make it fucked up. Pooh, he gonna be quiet. He gonna wait his turn.
Hell yeah.
You got me going, man.
Already. My bad, Kane. Hey, y'all, see, y'all got my buddy William over here. He came over here to get him some
stuff.
Stuff. And you guys must know he's a big fan of the Scarface movie. Al Pacino. Al Pacino, then. Damn, that's a big ass laugh. I know.
Bruce, big fan of the Scarface movie.
He does like the old boy off of Dead Presidents, and they rob the bank and they run down the damn street.
Hold on what?
Dead Presidents, when they rob the bank and they run down the street. That's that laugh about the old white boy in the movie.
Ooh, he sure with the bus and I was laughing like. Do it again, goddammit.
You
You guys got me rolling.
Say.
We're doing a podcast, man.
Are you?
Yep, now they got you in a goddamn podcast. Now people gonna come in and say, who the fuck that is in the back laughing like that?
For real.
Never know. That's the thing. I'm gonna tell this nigga look like Hawkeye, y'all. He look like Hawkeye from the Avengers.
I am Hawkeye. What are you talking about?
He put a lot of Sipney on some of his alphabets, though. Say Kane.
Yeah.
He walked up to me in the club and said, hey, well, let me get a hive.
That's good. That was good. Good, bro.
Goddamn, Cena said, that nigga don't put an R on your name. He put a W on there.
I know I got a slur. I already know all that. It's all good, though. Shit. I'm chilling with all that.
Where the fuck did you come from?
Where I come from?
Yeah, downtown.
Where I come from?
You just came from downtown?
Where I come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe? That motherfucker was high when he made this song.
Where
you come from, downtown? I just know I'm down. I ain't see you. You was there with Blue Diamond the whole time?
I'm always at the Blue Diamond, bro.
Oh, man.
You know where I be?
Wake up, Blue Hall.
Hey, I love that place, bro. Hey, you might not like it, but I like it. That's all that matters.
Hey, check me out, bro.
I hate Hot Shot.
I went to Hot Shot because I wanted to see the whole world like they working at Hooters.
I know. I know that's why you went to Hot Shot.
You said what now, Kane?
Hey, check me out. I want y'all to tell everybody how to get in touch with you. Tell everybody how to get in touch with you on social media.
Tell everybody how to get in touch with me on social media.
That's okay, right.
Y'all, hey, y'all go look me up, search me up in Measy Osama or whatever. I got a profile picture up there looking crazy and shit. If you want to hit me up on Instagram, it's I Am Max Payne. You want to hit me up on Snapchat, it's shit. What the fuck it is on Snapchat? Hold on, y'all. Let me see. All
right.
Hey, y'all don't be laughing at me now. This is a podcast. It's like Mr. Max Payne. My Snapchat is Mr. Max. I said, you can hit it. My Snapchat is Mr. Max Payne. You said, what? You say, what now, Cash?
I said, you talking about being professional. You having a whole local conversation. You having a whole sidebar conversation.
Hey, I got two conversations going on at the same time. See, this beard.
Hey, I thought he was doing pretty good.
Hey, he can speak for himself, you know?
Of course he is. He's your friend.
You said what?
Your friend, he gonna take up for your ass.
Hey, cut that out. He gone now. All right, all
get out of here.
He gonna hit me up. Okay. He gonna hit me up in the next 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Layla Cashmere on TikTok and Instagram. All I do is post stories mainly.
You got that diabetes.
AKA handsome young man. I'm killing those dudes with that shit.
That shit's so funny.
Man, I'm killing them dudes.
She said, handsome young man.
Hey,
we leave and we say one thing before we leave. And that's in, out, gone. So I need everybody.
Why we can't say Team Rocket blast off?
The fuck?
But we ain't fucking Team Rocket, nigga.
How come it ain't? It's two humans and a cat.
I want to sing the Planeteer song.
Yeah, we can do the Planeteer song.
It's not the way. Here's the Planeteer to save the day.
Good. You went so far back, it don't make no sense.
That's the key.
You don't went so far back. It made me realize that Captain Planet had all them kids was a different race.
Dude, did y'all not draw the Ninja Turtles on y'all room wall?
Hey, it was Power Rangers on that too.
Okay, but I remember the damn Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it was Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, Dragon Ball Z. and some other shit. And then I tried to draw something and fucked it up. So it was just some shit you just seen on a wall sometimes. Yeah, it was.
Just had Cramp Cutter up there, did it?
We had the Goku up there throwing a Kamehameha. Keita drew the best ninja turtle. Then I tried to draw one and fucked it up. It looked like a regular turtle. It did. Shit. God damn. Hey. I tried, man.
That man was great artwork. That's all I was saying. But I was little. I don't know no better. My eyes were that good back then.
Hey, he got some good artwork, man. That nigga know how to do sculptures and shit and everything. I don't know why he just won't go to school for no shit like that. And that man know how to do some shit with them hands.
He really do.
That man know how to do some shit with them hands. Let me tell you how this man.
Why you trying to be Charlie Murphy to his Eddie Murphy?
Because he not lying. Because I've been around.
How you think you seen a Ninja Turtle on the wall? He did it.
No, I'm saying you could have been his Charlie Murphy to his Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I was Eddie. He was Charlie.
No, his ass can draw. Your ass can't.
Eddie can't draw. Charlie's the one that can draw.
No. No. Charlie was the reason why Eddie went on and did his first stand-up performance.
Yeah, I know it. He told me you might want to go down there and do that bomb tonight there and win that money.
Mm-hmm. You don't sound like it, man.
That for real.
Well, that's okay. Then Keely just pushed me to be out there then because I was out there like Eddie. Showtime. Yeah. Look at the ass on that bitch. Out there.
Anyway, got me up at these horrors hours. I gotta go to sleep. Gotta get up early.
These are not okay. Horror hours. Horror hours is 12.
Okay, so I'm finna end this shit, man. Man, thank everybody for listening. But we out this bitch, man. In, out, gone.
Celebrity death match.